Okay, continuing in Unit 8, Lesson 2, we're going to discuss what banks do. Okay, so financial markets, that is banks and other financial institutions, provide the link between savings and investment in the economy. A bank is a profit-making entity that takes in deposits from households and firms and makes loans to firms, households, and the government. Banks can be fragile institutions. They're very... when the economy is overall volatile, banks become volatile because people aren't borrowing money. You know, they're going to hold on to their cash. They're not going to invest it. So then that becomes a very turbulent time for banks because they make their money off of interest that they make on loans and deposits. Okay, so, So when the economy goes bad, banks can be in a bad situation because, you know, they're not bringing in deposits. They're not able to make loans. They're not investing money. They're not, you know, able to raise their revenues, right? So then when the economy goes bad, it's really sometimes can be really fragile for these banks, right? They must ensure that their depositors are not worried the bank might go out of business taking their money with them. All right, banks do many things to ensure that their customers have confidence in them, though. Perhaps the most important is that they keep a certain amount of assets in the very liquid form, such as cash, right? This means that if a depositor comes in to withdraw his or her money, the bank will be able to meet that obligation. These liquid deposits are called reserves of the bank, cash reserves. Most banks in the United States are members of the Federal Reserve System. This membership comes with the responsibility to hold some fraction of deposits on reserve. Remember in Lesson 1 in the first video of Unit 8, we talked about the reserve requirement. This is what we're bringing up again. The reserve requirement limits the amount of deposits that banks are able to loan out to firms and households. So let's look at this example. Suppose a bank has $1,000 on deposit and the reserve requirement is 10%. Then the bank must hold at least $100 on reserve and can loan out at most $900. We say at least $100 since the bank is free to hold more than 10% on reserve. In uncertain times, when a bank is unsure how many depositors are likely to want to withdraw their money, the bank may choose to keep reserves above and beyond the level required by the Fed, which is a smart move by banks because they want to ensure that if there is a time of uncertainty, that if there are a lot of depositors that want their money back, that they have reserves above the required amount, and therefore they'll be able to provide the depositors their cash back. What does a bank do if it finds itself with insufficient reserves on a given day to meet its reserve requirements? The answer to that is it borrows from either other banks or from the Federal Reserve itself. Because the Federal Reserve can influence the interest rates at which banks borrow, it can influence the behavior of the banks.